from the prophet Isaiah. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Let's sing, stand together and sing. Represents. We praise you. We thank you. Father, we ask that you would bless us with a special sense of your presence tonight, your protection. Thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to review these birth narratives. Father, thank you for the opportunity to share with the candlelight. Thank you for the opportunities to share with, Lord, the wonderful songs that you have given to us, Lord, in this tradition and in this culture that you have placed us. Father, we pray for our land this night. We pray for our brother Michael and his family and all who are afflicted. Be near to them, strengthen them, heal them, rescue them, even as we pray that you will rescue each and every single one of us. Thank you for your goodness. We ask that you would fill our hearts with praise and love and joy this night as we continue to worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Joy to the world. Number two.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where the Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and they worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. God is good to us in his reading. Let us now stand together and sing. I think this is page 11, What Child Is This? There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is hymn number 10.
Thank you.
Terry is going to come and he's going to pray. And so let's pray with him as he leads us in prayer.
O Father of compassion, God of all comfort, we glorify you this Christmas Eve for your great gift that comforts us in all our afflictions. We eagerly anticipate tomorrow, the celebration of the birth of your only begotten Son, our Lord who saves us from the wrath to come. While you, his proud Father, looked on, the Creator of the universe drew his first feeble breath, and for several months, the one who lifted the stars into the sky was unable to lift his own head. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your humility, your grace, your compassion, your comfort. You bore our weaknesses and so comfort us when we feel unable to muster strength against our enemies. Because of the weakness you took and the pain you endured, we find comfort when we must undergo trials. We thank you for the other comforter that you send to us, who helps us in our weakness and intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. We do groan under the weight of this year, of sickness and death and mandates and loneliness. We groan over churches closed, friends separated, families isolated. We groan, but we find comfort that tomorrow we will celebrate the birth of the one who took it all upon himself, our great high priest, our Lord, our King. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful gift. Thank you, Jesus, for your humble birth. Thank you, Spirit, for your ever-present comfort. It is in your thrice holy name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Merry Christmas again, everyone. Even in these unprecedented times, he said that for Alan's sake. He likes to hear that. Even though it is true, these are unprecedented times, right? Never before in all of history, never before has there been a 12-24-2020. Unprecedented. We're here. Well, as I look over the bulletin page here, I've seen that we've had a couple of typos there in terms of page numbers that are wrong, but I'm also finding here that the sermon title, not that that's a misprint in any way, shape, or form, but about an hour ago, late this afternoon, having talked with Michael, I decided that I should take my sermon and kind of do that, which is kind of what I did. I kind of just ripped it up, and I said, you know what, I really don't want to go in that direction, so the title of the sermon is not Brighter Visions, but it's close to that. It is close to that. I scrapped it because of that phone call with Michael here about COVID. Now, let me also say that we also tonight have one more piece of special music. We are thankful for what we have heard. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Thank you, ladies, for that. There is another selection that we have, and it's Angels from the Realms of Glory. And I guess I want to warn you ahead of time, it has some high notes. They're beautiful, they're going to be beautiful, but they're going to be powerful. How many here remember, is it Live or is it Memorex? Remember they did that old commercial there, and so they would tape record a selection of music in this loud and beautiful sounding, and then there would be this whole idea that the frequency was so high and so great that the glass would break. And so if you're wearing glasses, maybe when the next selection comes on, you ought to take your glasses off and be prepared for that. We're trusting that it not only will be powerful, but it will be beautiful, as was the prior song here. So watch out for your glasses. But that hymn that they're going to sing does not contain, the arrangement that they have does not contain some of the lyrics that I want to begin with. And some of the lyrics are where I got that sermon title, Brighter Vision, come from. It's not in the special music, but they are lyrics from that hymn. And the lyrics go like this: Sages, leave your contemplations. Brighter visions beam afar. Sages, you guys who are ruling the culture, you guys who are committed to doing things in a under the disciplines given to us in the humanities, and included in that are sciences. Sages, leave your contemplations. Brighter visions beam afar. I was going to talk about science, the value of science and the limitations of science. That's where sages come in. Sages, let's put that aside for a bit. There's something far more important going on here on Christmas Eve and those disciplines in the humanities, including medical science. There is something far more important than that. And so we must be those who are choosing faith over fear. Science can make us afraid. Science can prepare us. It has value for us, but it has limitations, and it certainly can be dangerous. It can make us afraid. We must be those who choose faith over fear. Brighter visions beam afar. You know, if we were to conduct life according to the law of averages, Columbus would have never set sail. Same would be the case of the Mayflower. The Wright brothers would be viewed as people who were wrong. Because certainly the settled science of the day was a man can never fly in a contraption in the air. Maybe it's good for us to remember that outliers are a part of science too. And as Christians, we're outliers in this culture. And if this culture is going to be led, it's going to be led by people like us. People like Columbus. People like those who are on the Mayflower. People like the Wright brothers. People whose faith overcame their fears. That was the science orientation that I was going to bring, and there's a place for that. I want to remind us tonight that COVID has nothing to say about eternal life. Did you know that? COVID has nothing. No thing. COVID has nothing to say about eternal life. But Christmas says everything about it. Because a Savior has come. And not only a Savior, and not only our Savior, but our proclamation is based on the fact that the Savior of the world has come. Not just one of many. Not just one who is a Savior of the subset of those who are Christians, but He came and God is transforming the world and saving the world. Not just a Savior, not just our Savior, but the Savior has come. And so there's an adjacent line. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. And that adjacent lyric goes like this. Seek the great desire of nations, because we have seen His natal star. Seek the desire of nations. Seek the desire of nations. Jesus Christ is the desire of nations. And so wherever else we may be tempted to focus our attention, tonight of all nights and tomorrow of all days, make sure we focus it on Jesus Christ. He is the desire of the nations. They may not know it. They may not realize it. They may not believe it. They certainly aren't acting like they're seeking it. Nevertheless, it's true. He is the desire of nations. And you know that word desire there, it's right out of the Bible. It's in the book of Haggai, one of the minor prophets there, the prophecies about who Jesus would be. In the Old King James, the word desire is there, the desire of nations. It could easily and probably better be translated treasure. Treasure. Remember when Mike was reading from Matthew 2? Mike Belize read this in 2:11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and they worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They opened their treasures. He Jesus Christ, the one who they bowed before, the one whom they kneeled before, the one they worshiped, he, Jesus, was more valuable than all of their valuables. The things listed here are just parts of the valuables that they had. They opened their treasures. He was more valuable in their estimation than all of their valuables. What is it that you value the most? Think about that. What is it that you value the most? What do you value the most, even in this, we can call it a COVID season? I'm okay with that. That's life on the ground. That's the world as it is. What is it that you value the most even during this time? I will say this. COVID does serve many purposes. And one of the most significant purposes that it serves is it reminds us of what's really important. It reminds us about the fact that life is valuable. And it reminds us about the fact that health is valuable. But of all treasures, maybe for you it's money, maybe it's fame, maybe it's fortune, maybe it's comfort, maybe it's safety, maybe it's happiness, maybe it's health, maybe it's life. I am not going to deny that every single one of them is valuable. But of all those treasures, Jesus is the greater treasure. Jesus is the greatest treasure. In the scriptures, he is called the unspeakable gift. Not that because we can't talk about it. You know, there's a hymn, and the hymn writer tries to express how valuable Jesus is, and he refers to Jesus as he that is ineffably sublime. Unexpressible, inexpressible. And inexpressibly glorious. The unspeakable gift, meaning that whatever you say cannot fully ascribe to him or before others communicate to them the value of who Jesus is. Not expressible. It has a glory that's above the ability to express. And so tonight, take a moment to consider your greatest treasures. Think about them. We all have them. Think about your greatest treasures. Think about your greatest desires. Remember, those two words kind of go hand in hand in the Bible. They go hand in hand in our lives. Think about your greatest treasure and your greatest desire. You know, those treasures and those desires that are of earth, they not only can be taken away, they will be taken away. They will be taken away. COVID may indeed play a role in taking them away. COVID has taken away livelihoods. It's taken away health. It's taken away lives. Taken away money. Taken away treasures of the communication and the relationships we've been able to have. COVID has played a role in taking them away. But COVID, again, has nothing to say about eternal life. And Christmas says everything. Your maker, the one who fashioned you, your maker has come and has provided what cannot be provided by any other thing or any other person. And in giving yourself to Jesus Christ, you know that God has given him to you. has given to you himself. And he is your all in all, and you now have everything. Don't forget it. Father God in heaven, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for the ineffably sublime blessing that Jesus Christ is, the treasure that he is, the desire of all the nations. Father, thank you for our ability here to take this time and worship and praise you. And Lord, join in even with that heavenly host of old, those angels from the realms of glory who knew that all of your prophecies were being fulfilled and that great desire of the nations had come. Help us rejoice, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Good for you, James. He is your biggest fan. We do want to continue the tradition that we have here of candle lighting, and so I'm going to ask at this time if the elders will come forward. They will be wearing masks. And again, we'll be a little more distant and safe here than we have in the past. And so let's make our way forward here. And when we're settled, and maybe we'll use this inner circle here again, and make a ring, a circle here, and we'll, after everyone is in place, we'll sing that first verse of the Silent Night. Please come on forward here. Maybe come up this aisle here. Don't be shy.
Going inside or outside?
Sit in here.
Broke her elbow. Can't use her cane. Thomas, how are you? Great to see you. We're gonna do this here. Yeah, there you go. Good. He's got the left hand. To be firm in our faith this night, that we would go forth and be people of faith and not fear. Father, that you might utilize us for your purposes here in this world. Lord, communicating to all nations that indeed their treasure, their desire has come. Oh Lord, help us to expend ourselves in this mission and in this task. We thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.